If you're wondering why, here's why.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Our daily reminders of don't be that person. Like this one. Although we have an update on this. Now, late last week, Brenham, Texas police, just outside of Houston, home of Bluebell, no less. Outside of a Walmart, a man had been giving out yellow roses to women. The flowers seemed to have led to sudden illnesses by those women that had taken them. Authorities had shared photos of the man on Facebook and advised against accepting flowers from strangers. Well, over the weekend, Brenham police said it was all coincidental. They did the testing of the yellow roses right there, and they found no foreign substance whatsoever. They described it, quote, as a good deed meant to show an act of kindness by the unnamed man who cooperated fully once he was identified and was the one that gave out the roses. Still kind of weird on the situation. Mm. Yeah, they say in no way, shape, or form was the guy doing anything other than the good deed. Maybe being a little creepy, but...
So you really can't get away from paying for anything with a card these days, which is convenient, but what happens when the machines take over, KB? One American Airlines customer was expecting a $1,000 credit for a refund on a ticket, but instead got $100,000. They called the company, and shocker, they said, no, it's fine. And then they called American Express. Well, they said the problem was the international exchange rate, and they'll have to adjust it. The customer was then charged $28 million to remedy the previous issue.
Yeah, it's all about where you put the decimal point. Dum, 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 dum.
Right, so many ones and O's.
Well, on the flip side, Citigroup, makers of CityCard and other such fun, mistakenly last week credited a customer account with $81 trillion.
Ooh.
Imagine waking up, checking your bank account, and all of a sudden, I'm sorry?
Would you come to work?
They meant to send and credit $280.
Almost the same thing.
Took several hours to reverse the transaction. They said it was an operational error and issues led to the $81 trillion that seemingly went to one customer. That would also bankrupt Citibank and CityCard on
that.
Too
bad, yeah.
Yeah, they said it was remedied within a couple of hours, and the customer did not spend or try to spend any of it because he was probably still counting all the zeros.
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't even know what that looks like.
You know, robbing houses is not the ideal gig, but if you're going to do it, rest up. A homeowner in Prescott, Arizona got the shock of their life when they discovered a stranger sleeping in their house, which was probably a good thing because that man was armed with knives, ammunition, and electronics, was later arrested for having all those goodies and breaking into a home.
Was he trying to watch the Oscars last night? That
would put him down. You need to be prepared.
Two men in Kentucky were arrested for armed robbery at a Kentucky Dollar Tree. They ended up taking $273 from the register.
Oh, my gosh.
They are currently being held on a total bond of $300,000, which is the equivalent of $1,099 Dollar Tree robbery.
Dum, 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 dum.
Spring break here for some folks. What are you going to drink? Well, a little piece of advice from Auntie Heather. Steer clear of those vodka Red Bulls. Now, they may sound fun, but doctors have put out a warning that they could make you tipsier quicker and make you think you can drink for longer periods of time. You add in some sun, this could lead to suffocating your brain, passing out, getting brain damage, or death. Let's party, dude.
Bruh.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, a woman in San Bernardino, California, used some bolt cutters to break into an animal shelter this past Wednesday. Set subsequently 2 dozen dogs free. There's certain security footage of her leaving while a bunch of dogs follow her out. It happened in the middle of the night, 3:30 in the morning. Security guards saw A security guard saw the loose dogs running around and called the cops. They arrested the woman nearby after they found several of the dogs with her. But at last press, they hadn't officially charged her with anything, just saying she's a person of interest. But still, nonetheless, after 25 years, we might have finally found the answer to the song.
Who let the dogs out?
It was her.